say from a HR worker here. From the outside, this situation looks pretty easy to resolve from here. Thanks to Dizzy and the talents showing some solidarity and making the public side easier to manage. First, any public statement on the main account is a huge mistake, regardless of what it is. Don't touch that account until you're posting something about Valentine's, and even then, minimize it to only shilling Tink stream events. Second, you're gonna want Jelly to stream, the sooner the better, but she has to be in her positive mood when she does. And while it's not needed, a vague statement about things being worked out or okay now, and not to worry would do wonders for public perception, but do not suggest she say anything in any way if you're even tangentially connected to the tweet that got everyone worked up. Third, some kind of token gesture from management is needed. This doesn't need to be a statement or anything direct. In a normal office, this would be like giving someone a day off, a half day, or taking them out to a fancy lunch. For FaZe, you're probably looking at some gifted members, or an AKA from Sakana when Jelly streams X for the public side. Maybe adding some retweets for that wish collab or fan art from some managers. For the company side, some minor concession like adding a bit of extra budget to a cover song, giving the okay on a merch idea that was kinda on the fence for practicality, or upping the priority for a small event she's involved in, but it can't be too much. You really don't want anyone holding a grudge over her getting more than is deserved for a PR fuck up. Fourth, Jelly should get a slap on the wrist for flying too close to the sun. No tangible punishment, because it's not her fault that this one specifically got 1,000 times the traction of everyone else's dumb tweets. But you gotta quit going so hard. If we ask you not to engage with something, you need to actually take it on board. Type chat and follow with the "we fucked up" with our public response. We're sorry, chat. And Sakana needs to take personal accountability for that fuck up, even if it wasn't him at all. He's the one on top, and you just gotta take responsibility for people's fuck ups when you're on top. Lastly, all of the talents need some kind of assurance that the company isn't going to throw them under the bus in the future if they get attacked. They need to feel safe to do their job and engage with the community without triple guessing everything. A less direct statement that assures them of that should be put in the work server, along with some tightening on the controls required to push out official statements getting implemented. Something to show that things will be more carefully vetted and considered before they're made public. With all that done, you can just chill and write things out. Say shit. Everyone can read between the lines. As long as she is official, she will fuel fires again.